Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, darn sexy people. Happy New Year! Happy New Year. Wow. Always, you know, the New Year represents really the core of all of our work, because it's the opportunity to choose again. Remember that every single moment of your life this year is New Year's. It's a New Year moment to come forward and really go, what do I want to choose and create right now in this moment? Which, of course, builds your entire year. Boy, if you miss predictions show, I'm telling you, the information that came through, you know, my channel doesn't pussyfoot around, as my grandma used to say. It just comes right out and goes, bam, 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 here are the facts. And for those of you that were on that incredible 2-hour show, there are three more things that have come in that I want to share with everybody. First of all, around health and wellness, which affects COVID, obviously. The channel said the biggest thing that we can do this year is to trust that we are the higher powers that create our health and wellness. The channel brought in the thank you, actually, during Predictions Week to all of us, because they said, because we asked and we wanted it, we helped create the room for all of these vaccines to be made in record speed. So we had a lot to do with that, but we had to reach this ridiculous place of disbelief before we asked. So let's ask for what we want right at the get-go, and we're all claiming, I trust that I am the authority and higher power that creates miracles in my life and others, in health and wellness, in every subject, and so it is. And then they took me to Mr. Trump and core belief that, and this was more of an understanding of what makes him roll the way he rolls. And it was, other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. So we are coming forward as a major part of the energy that we are to claim, I always stand in the power of my own self-creation. And when I do that through divine love, all other people are taken care of. And so it is. And then they took me to all possibilities. And that's a big one, guys, because whenever I do privates or do a lot of channeled emails, this one always comes up, is that people just, they think they have to do it. And they do have to do it. We all have to do it as far as knowing what we want and directing that. And then, you know, we have to be open to all the possibilities of any way the world wants to work it, to bring it into us. So around all possibilities, they took me to core belief 24, when I am loved, I'm depressed. You know, that comes from not feeling worthy. So when you get what you want, you actually get depressed and don't follow through. That's one of the biggest ways we abandon ourselves, everybody. So we're coming together to claim right now, when I'm loved and loved by the universe and loved by the greater creative force that I am joyful and happy and excited and feel love. Yes, ma'am, and so it is. Woohoo! Those are three pretty big insights into the creative process for, well, forever, but going into 2021, we want to make sure we have those aligned. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Hold on, we're going to start with Patricia in Alabama. Alabama, how are you?
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, baby.
Yes, it's so delighted to hear your voice walking into the new year. I just love the energy. It just pumps me up over
well,
here. I hear you. God,
well, good, baby.
You,
and I'm listening to you. You know, I'm thinking you should record your own voice and just play it every morning, because sounds like
you're
pretty
right.
Full of the spirit to me, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Just glad I made it. I made it, Dee. Another year. We made it. So
yeah,
I am glad.
We made it in relative balance.
Yes.
And holding our positivity for the most part.
Yes.
Which I'll tell you guys is an amazing feat to say we've accomplished this year.
Yes.
And a real testimony to the work that the channel's given us. Do you have a question, Miss Patricia?
I do. Yes, Miss D. I would like to know, what do you see for me here in 2021 as far as love is concerned?
Well, you have to be more specific, because everything's love. So, wait, they're correcting me now.
Okay.
They want me to just answer, but they want you to know that the answer applies to money and health, relationships, and everything.
Okay.
Okay. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops into your little bean brain.
Oh, God. I was thinking what love has to do with it. Why did I think of
okay.
that song?
Okay. Well, because that's the way your subconscious and the channel works. So when I say that you love being in love, I get a no.
Hmm.
And we all know that we have to love anything and everything that we want to create.
Okay.
So I'm going to your dad when you were a very little girl.
Mm-hmm.
When I bring up your dad, love, what comes up for you?
He just wasn't there. He wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the fear, you see. The fear is, if I love somebody, they're not going to be there for me. And that's the subconscious signal you're sending out to the universe. There's only two ways the universe can answer that. They can send you more people to love that won't be there for you. The universe waits until they really know what you want. So what do you want now that you have that information, Patricia?
I want love. I want
love. Well, yes,
love.
But you want love knowing that that love will always be there for you, show up for you, hear you, see you, honor
yes.
you, acknowledge yes. you. And you see,
yes.
that applies to every subject in our life. But you have to get yourself into alignment with trusting that you will bring in that higher definition of love. Do you understand?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Good start to the show, because what's love got to do with it? Frickin' everything, guys. Frickin'
yes.
everything.
Yes.
We know
Thank
that. All right, baby.
I love
Thank
you.
You.
Happy
I
New
love
Year.
You too. Happy
Thank
New Year.
You.
Susan, what's going on in Niagara Falls?
Well, you know, for the first time in a long time, I was sick on Christmas and have been ever since just really fatigued all the time. I'm not really sure why.
Okay, so hold on. Hold on. We both balanced. Anybody switched? Because when I say you're sick, I get a no. When I say you think you're sick, I get a yes. So there's some kind of sugar pill going on here that's creating this. What are your symptoms, Susan?
Fatigue. At first it was like gastrointestinal, and then it was just being really tired constantly. You know, sleeping
okay.
a lot.
Yeah, part of that, and I think I spoke about this last week, part of that is all about the convergence that happened and going into this new age of Aquarius. I experienced a lot of fatigue myself. When I say you have COVID, I get a no. But
no, I don't have COVID. I never will get COVID. I know that.
That's a true statement. So let me explain something, guys. We can, in our knowing that we are aware of, know that we will not attract it. Because we hold ourselves in the state of love, which doesn't attract it. However, if you're watching the news or checking out the computer too much, subconsciously, it reminds you of other times when you weren't so powerful. But when I say that's what this is about, I get a no, Susan.
No, I'm not a big news watcher.
What this is mostly about is the change in the energy and moving into this new expanded time.
Is that why I'm sleeping at weird hours during the day and stuff?
Yep.
And I mean,
yep.
It's just bizarre. It's like, it's not like normal at all. It's just,
I know.
I'm like,
I said,
I get sleepy in the afternoon. I'm like, I go to sleep.
I said almost those exact words to Lanny. This isn't like me. I don't know what's going on. I have to take a nap, right? My daughter went through the same thing. And if you go back and read a lot of the convergence when the two stars came together and made the North Star and blah, 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 and all that stuff, they talk a lot about this exhaustion stuff.
Interesting.
Now, I'm not a doctor, Susan. If you feel like you need to go to a doctor, you have to follow your own, you know,
no,
your own guidance.
I don't feel like I need a doctor because it's just this weird, just tiredness. But I found out something really interesting about a man named Spinoza, Baruch Spinoza, who's in the Netherlands, who was a philosopher who went from Jewish to learning that God is nature. I'm like, yes, makes so much sense.
And what does that have to do with your sickness?
Nothing really, but it just made me feel better to know that, you know, somebody long, way back in the 16th century was starting into metaphysics, basically.
And
he
taught metaphysics.
I know.
Well, that's, you know, that's even further back. So
that's true.
People don't understand that Christ was teaching metaphysics in the only language they could teach it in when they didn't even have the word brain yet. Okay. All right. I got to move on. But I would just get up every morning and say, okay, I am balance. My energy is balance, and I am energy and filled with energy. And just start giving yourself that direction.
Okay. And I also use your statement every single day and several times a day, in fact.
Well,
I will read
good,
it to myself.
Susan. Thank you. I'm going to do that with everybody right now. Thanks for reminding me. All right. Here we go. Everybody, again, the channel is begging us to strongly command this daily. Go to your love place. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. One of the other things that I really wanted to bring forward for everybody, which I think was the most important thing from the predictions week, is we got the information that the immune system, the autoimmune system, and the endocrine system has been thinking that they are separate. And Susan, they're saying this has something to do with this exhaustion and other little things that are going on around this. So we are coming together to command that the immune systems, our autoimmune systems, and our endocrine systems all integrate with the whole of who we are and must follow the direction of health and wellness through divine love that we are claiming. And so it is. That's a huge piece of information, guys. Huge. Because if they have been thinking that they're separate from us, they have not been following the direction of health and wellness that we have been putting out so fervently. Maria, hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I finally got a doctor to kind of allow me to get a prescription for some psych meds that you had mentioned that would be best for me to go on while I'm working on my heart. Is there any direction from the channel on which would be best for me? You mentioned...
No, first words I heard was follow the doctor's advice.
He didn't give any advice. She wasn't going to give me any meds and refused to act as a primary. I pressed it, and then he's like, well, I can give you something, and named off something he preferred, and I said I needed to research it more, and then referred me to go back to where I was trying to get somebody to see, and that didn't work out.
Well, if I muscle tested you on that medication, you would muscle test strong. So for me, that's a yes. However, I am not a doctor. So, you know, guys, we have to be aware that whenever you ask me about physical stuff, I get energetic readings about it. So you put my information together with the doctor that you are working with. But you see, you asked, and he finally said yes, and then you said, I don't trust it, so I have to check it out more. So really what you're dealing with, baby, is an issue of trust. You don't trust yourself to create, which we talked about around health and wellness at the beginning of the show. I trust that I am the higher power, creates miracles in my life and others. You have to trust yourself that you're bringing in the right doctor with the right information and that he will give you the right medication because that is what you have commanded. Do you understand?
I do. I thought I was working on it, but
well,
you told me my heart wasn't open. So
you are getting there, Maria, and we're all getting there. We're all learning more and more and more and more about the intricacies of the process, which are incredibly simple. But if we ask for something, guys, and then the universe brings it in a way that, well, is kind of astounding to us sometimes, or doesn't match up with the exact picture that we had, then we go into doubt and we wonder why our creation process gets muddled then. So I'm not telling you not to do your due diligence, mm-hmm. but I'm saying do your due diligence while you're in trust that you have and are receiving the highest information because that's what you've directed. Okay, I get a yes on this medication, Maria. All right, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I know it's daunting, you know, when you're looking at something that heavy in your own life. But at some point, you have to move or you get stuck. Julie in Indiana, hi, you're on.
Hi, Sweetie. Gosh, I guess I have another health question, but I have like a lot of pain around my left ear and some ringing in my ear, and I am seeing a doctor and getting it all checked out. But I wanted to know if it was my teeth because I've seen
it's
the dentist.
It's your jaw is what I'm getting. Now, your teeth could very well be creating the problem with your jaw. But, you know, put your hands on either side of your face where your jawbone comes together.
Uh-huh.
And slowly open your mouth wide and then close it and then open it and then close it. Yeah, do the bones close at the same time on both sides?
Yeah, I mean, I have TMJ, and
well,
so,
that's part of it. Then you've got to handle that before you handle anything. Half of our ear problems, and our actually the channel's even saying it can create tinnitus if our jaw is off so much, and that's an easy fix, Julie. That's a really easy fix. There is something, we're all balanced, around your, is it on your right side?
No, it's on my left side.
Well, I'm getting that the tooth that's creating your bite and your tension to be off in your mouth is on the right side. So
it could be. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to start by getting him checked out. And I know we don't, none of us want to go to anywhere we have to go right now if we don't have to go there. But you have to go if your health is in question and if you're in pain, you know.
Oh, and I've been.
And what did they tell you?
That it wasn't my TMJ and it wasn't my jaw. So I guess I...
Well, I get that's not true, Julie.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'll try a different dentist.
I would seek out an osteopath and see if they can help you, because your jaw and your mouth go up into your ears and your head, and an osteopath, a good osteopath, can correct all of that.
Okay.
I know a lot of you, I didn't know about osteopaths until my doctor, my internist, sent me to this amazing one in Santa Monica who has saved and turned around just about every life of every person that's special to me. So I have deep beliefs in their healing ability, Julie. So call in the highest osteopath that is able to give you some answers.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay,
Steve.
So hold on. Is there anything? No, I'm not getting anything else. So that's where I'd start, because if there was anything else, they'd direct me with that question down another path. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby. All right, Miss Joyce in Phoenix. What's up?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, darling.
Yes. It has been good for me. I could feel the energy, and I kind of felt the opposite during the astrological alignment. And so it's been great.
Good.
And my skin is coming along nicely. And I finished
good.
I know, it's good. And I finished my pharmaceutical last Wednesday, but all right, I don't want to say but. And I've noticed some red coming back on my legs. So
No, Joyce.
That I'm doing everything right.
What? Yeah, you're doing everything right, except as soon as those red things come back, you immediately go into doubt. Instead of
staying
in
your knowing. Yes, and I've been redirecting. Okay. And it started sort of, it's kind of uncanny, like yesterday, the day before. And last night when I went to sleep, I just kept going over and over, regurgitating statements to stay in my knowing, and went to sleep.
Well, good.
And there
you
is
said
one
you had
of
a doctor
things.
That you loved that you found that said, I'm going to help you with this. Are you still seeing him?
Yes, I see him Tuesday, and
okay.
the prescriptions that I took, like prednisone, isn't something that is designed for you to stay on long term, but it worked to calm my skin down, and it pretty much like 98% totally cleared. But now my system is regulating out of that medicine, but it's doing really well. I thought I might have been sensitive to a couple supplements that I've been taking, and I went through some muscle testing with my husband.
You keep looking for reasons that it's not going to work, which takes you back into doubt. When you see the red spots, go, okay, this is normal and natural, and I'm fine, and I'm cleared, and I'm in health and wellness. And then
okay. Say,
tell the universe, you're creating this with me, and help this doctor guide him to, you know, if there's anything that needs to be done, he'll do it. But my job is to stay in my knowing and be excited about feeling great about myself.
I was did. I was dancing around the kitchen yesterday morning saying, I love my skin, I love my body, you know, blah, blah, blah. And,
well, that's the best thing
good.
You can be doing, Joyce.
Yeah.
You're doing the right stuff, but then
okay.
there's that little part of you that wants to bring you back into the fear. So just stay yeah. on top of it, baby. You're doing it. You're doing what
okay.
you need to be doing.
And
you know?
I feel like, understandably so, based on, and I know I'm not in the past now, but based on, I mean, I'm talking about from birth. And I feel like that's why these things keep, the doubt creeps in.
Yes, it's your opportunity to recreate your story, Joyce.
And
you're doing that. And you're doing it. But guys, we're all doing it. I'm finding thoughts about getting older that just surprise the hell out of me. But I, you know, I just had a birthday, just turned 72. I feel like I'm 40. But those thoughts start coming in because we're so inundated with the collective consciousness. So just catch them, restate them, remember that they're a command to energy, and move on.
Okay.
That's our job.
And I have been, and I just wanted to make sure energetically that there isn't anything else I need to know.
No. There is nothing to know. There is only to do, as Pooh Bear said. Okay.
Yeah, and
honey.
I got this. And I got this, and I know I can do it. It's okay.
You are doing it, Joyce. You are doing it. Right now, you're doing it. Okay? Don't put it in the future. You're creating right now the state of health and wellness, and you trust yourself to do that. All right, baby. Thank you. Okay, we be going to Miss Emily in California.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness. I have two things. The first is I read that article about in the Wall Street Journal about how they developed the Pfizer vaccine. It was so fascinating. And one particular thing stuck out to me because we had our webinar. It was sometime in the late summer. And one of the questions was about that I asked was about the vaccines and the mRNA vaccines. And the channel had information then, and the information was, yeah, it won't be the first one, but it will be the second one. And when I read that article in the Wall Street Journal, they had two contenders that they were following along, and the company sort of was thinking it would be the first one, and it turned out to be the second one.
Wow.
Thought,
well,
oh,
thank you for that acknowledgement. Thank you.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Not that I have any doubt about my channel, but it's always nice for everybody to hear that the channel was correct. Even though I'm finding a lot of people into reaction about the information that I'm giving.
Yes,
but, you know,
I just listened to
to Jennifer's.
You
know, it's not my job to make everybody happy. It's my job to bring the truth to you. It's your job to make you happy. So I stand by the information that I'm given. And my job is to bring it out. And I just find it so fascinating that there are people who are participating in communities which talk about love and understanding and balance and joy, and they stand in so much judgment of other people. So I don't want our community to be that, guys. I don't want us to judge ourselves. I don't want us to judge anybody else. I just want us to love. What was your next question, baby?
How can I, or what more can I bring into alignment to usher in my highest expansion in love?
I love how you phrased that question. Did everybody hear her? What can I bring into alignment to create this thing that I want? That's the right way to ask a question. Okay, we're going to the sheets. First sheet. Third sheet. Whoa, this is interesting. Hang on. I don't even remember what's on the third sheet. 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3. Huh. Be present in directing your Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, which means you stay in your knowing.
Yeah.
That the more that you're in your knowing, and we have a slight little theme going, if everybody's conscious here, when you stay in your knowing, it's a lot easier to stay in love because you don't go into fear and doubt. Got it?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Happy New Year, baby.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you too. I love you guys so much. All right. Is there anybody here at 805-617? Anybody on the line? Okay. Well, we're taking you off then. Oh, wait a minute. That was my bad. Anybody
Hello?
On? Yeah,
yes,
hi.
I'm here.
Okay, what's your name? Hello?
I'm here. Hello?
Oh,
hi.
Yeah, who is
hi,
this?
Hey, it's Donna. This is Donna from California. Thank you
Hello,
for taking my
Donna.
Call.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
I'm great.
Happy New Year.
You too.
I want to tell you, I had a vision the other day. Well, first of all, I learned Samadhi meditation. They gave me my mantra in the heart area, and I released all the sadness. It lasted for like a half hour. It was unbelievable. And when I did get the mantra, I felt this holiness in the heart area. Then the next day, out of the corner of my eye, I felt something swishing in through a tunnel. And it ended up being a man in robes and all, and beautiful smile and all. And I felt like he was from another plane, like the majestic plane. And I felt all this joy in my heart, and then he disappeared. It's unbelievable.
Well, he disappeared because you got it.
Yeah.
You don't need him anymore. So can you access that right now?
Yes, because when I was looking at him, I didn't want to, you know, startle anything. So I just smiled by moving my mouth in a smile position without the teeth. And now when I smile, I think of him. So that brings me a lot of joy.
And do you understand that him is you?
No, I don't really.
Well, guys, we are God. God is us. And God is everything, right? If you prefer to use the term creative force or energy, interchangeable. So that's the first core of this work, is everything's energy. So if everything is energy, we're the creative force. The creative force is us. The creative force is everything that exists. So all the guides, all the angels, all the holy visitors that come in are a part of who we are, that we're just remembering. So you just met a part of your God self. How cool is that?
Oh, that is cool. Wow. Oh, wow. So my gosh. So it came in, and oh, that was lovely. Yeah, I loved experiencing it.
Well, you can experience it anytime. You just go in, go to your love place, and say, okay, I want to go to that God place within me. I want to meet that in experience again. You don't have to see him in his robes. Your the whole high from that was the experience of love that you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can do that anytime, just like you can access connection to any of your loved ones that have passed over. To Christ, to Buddha, everybody, and everything. How cool, huh?
That's very cool.
Yep.
I'll do that for sure.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was a beautiful story. And I have to tell you, I've had experiences like that, and they are overwhelmingly full of love and compassion, and almost, well, I think it has raised me off the bed a couple of times. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, darling.
Listen, I'm going to ask you how to deal with doubt, but I need to introduce it slightly. So, you know how when you're dreaming, you know, things happen and you say, oh, yeah, but if you were fully conscious, you would say, hey, that's totally bizarre. Sometimes during the day, I have the same kind of thing going on, and doubts will creep in, and I think, oh, yeah, okay. And then I become, like, aware of them maybe, you know, some moments later. And, you know, I know that I got to jump on these things and immediately restructure them, but how do I get more aware of these things instead of just letting them come in?
You are becoming more aware of them, Michael. And the more aware that you are and the more you redirect them in the moment, the more your brain will automatically default to the positive.
How do I speed that process up?
You don't. You don't. You just keep claiming the balance, keep claiming that you know, keep claiming love, but I know and I'm clear, that expressly addresses the doubt.
Okay, that's a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, darling.
Thank you very much. Hoo-ah!
Yes.
Awareness!
Make me laugh. Gina, what's up, baby?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. You can hear me. So this is, you just like, this is just so awesome to start out the year with you.
Well,
it's so many different places.
You. Our community, I'll tell you, we got something special here. We've got our
totally.
Camelot here.
Totally. So it just cuts through so much. So you asked me to check in this week on the claim I've been saying to see if there was something else that I was supposed to add or change. And the claim is about love, so it's part of the theme of today. And it's I am ready, willing, and able to believe it's possible to fully access and accept the love I want to experience. We added
yes.
and accept last week, but there might be something else.
Add the word now.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, add the word now. But you weren't ready to add the word now last week. That would have been a little bit too miraculous for you, they're saying. So you just, you kind of had to get your, direct your energy to come into that balance first. Okay.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. The one I've been questioning is to believe it's possible, but I still feel good when I say that. Like, I still think I should be saying believe it's possible.
Absolutely. Just add the word now.
Yeah, I got it. So add the word now to the end of the sentence.
Yep.
Okay.
See,
love it.
You know, Gina and everybody, inadvertently, when we go to create something, we look at creating it in the future. Like, right now I'm finishing my book, and I have to be really present to see it done and out to the world right now. Because I keep going to, well, do I want to get a publisher? Do I want to self-publish? And all of that, you see, are steps in the future, right? We want to create right now. Okay? Got
Beautiful.
It? Okay,
good.
Baby.
Yes, I totally got it. Thank you so much. That's
you
really
bet.
Clarified. Okay.
Good. Good, good, good. All right, we're going to Shirley in Paris. Is this Paris?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Are
Happy
you
New
in
Year.
Paris, France?
Happy New Year. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm still here in Paris. I'm still listening to you, still following everybody. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year to the all the people who are on the call and those who are listening later on. I'm so happy to connect with you this year. Same thing. I think it's great that we're all starting this new year with you, you know, because you are awesome. And I was just calling up to find out what the channel has for me to get in alignment, to have to know my purpose, and to know where I should go, what I should be thinking about to flourish in my life. There you go.
Okay. The highest word again is love. What do you love? Guys, what do you love? What do you love to do? Like, I love being here with you. I love channeling the truth. I love helping people. So that's one place I know I have to be. I love the art of acting. I didn't love the business that came with it. And so I did a lot of work on that last year, and now a lot more acting things are opening up for me. So what do you love, Shirley?
Being with people. I love people. I love talking with people. I love lifting up people. I love, because I'm a nurse by profession. I'm not doing nursing at this time. Because
not? Why are you not doing nursing?
Well, I've done it for 30 years, Dee. And after two bouts with cancer and everything, I started leaning towards health coaching and and so it's not that I don't, you know, I'm not helping, you know, I don't want to help now at this time.
And it was interesting for those of you that are learning to do the work, because I went to oh my God, we need nurses so much right now. And the channel immediately came in as soon as you started talking and said, but she's done with it. So you see how you can go in and out that quickly. So, all right. So you know that you have to do something where you get to serve people and be with people and interact with people.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And so I love singing and I love astrology and then health coaching, but I'm stuck a little bit of how to get that going. But,
I would start saying that I know. You see, when I said, say you've committed to do it, I get a no. So that's the first step. I choose to create a healing practice of my own. And by the way, the channel is saying you would be great at it because you've got both the spiritual and the medical part that actually, if you start asking, you can access a lot of the great masters in the health field.
Asking, you mean spiritually? Or talking really? Okay.
Yeah, spiritually.
Okay.
To bring in information so that, you know, you see how many questions about health and wellness I get on the show.
Yes.
So you already have a direct channel into that. Your biggest challenge will be not to defer to all the limitations of medicine that you have learned. That
yes,
they will teach you how to use the information you know and expand it out into energetic terms that you can work with. But the fact that you have all the basis of this physical information is a real plus. So I would spend this week, Shirley, sitting down and literally writing out this. These are everything I want to do this year. This is everything I'm doing this year. I'm starting to create it right now. And write down everything that rocks your boat. And then you will become clear and clear and clear. But right now, everything's kind of floating around and you haven't really committed to anything because you can't see how it's going to happen. That's not our job, guys. Our job is to know what we want and clearly direct it. Okay? All right, baby. Got to move on. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Sharon in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, honey.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we're going to get to see you on TV again. That's going to be fun.
Well, I've been all over Hallmark and Lifetime this Christmas my Christmas movies. So,
you know,
but yeah,
and I love
too.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
What's your question, honey?
Actually, kind of like the lady from France, General needs some guidance here. I've got coming up with a lot of blockage from a certain person, and I don't know how to handle it.
Well, why are you even listening to them?
Because they're part of my family.
Well, but they don't create you.
Right, but they are influencing the...
Well, don't let them. That's like a director giving me a horrible, horrible, horrible direction on the set. And I go, oh, okay. I don't agree with it. And that doesn't feel right. And I'm not being true to myself as the actress that I am. But okay, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it's, you know, I'm being blocked, and it's free will involved. I can't change them.
Sharon,
influencing my family. Yes,
you are not being blocked. That is your perception.
Okay.
And that's the perception that you must turn around if you are going to live your freedom. So we're running out of time here, but give me one example of how he is blocking you from doing what?
Seeing the children, seeing, you know, that kind of thing.
So you're estranged?
They're trying to make me estranged, and yes, kind of estranged right now.
But you see, that's an oxymoron. They're trying to make me estranged, but I'm not estranged.
Well, I'm still talking occasionally, but I'm not seeing, I'm not doing, I'm not.
Well, do you have legal help, honey?
No.
Well, then get it.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I wish I could explain it.
Well, I think this is definitely a private session, if you can do that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you guys, the world doesn't shift until you shift you. So I would work very hard on loving him. Loving the kids, loving the situation, and get up every day and say, today I choose to know that I create me. And one of the things I am creating right now is harmony and balance between all of us. I am
sure
present.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, because, honey, if you're not claiming that and you're saying you're a victim, you see, the universe can only answer the question you ask. And right now, you're asking, how can I get around being blocked and sabotaged from my creation process?
Right.
And the universe can't ever answer that question. It can just give you more of it. Do you understand?
Great. Yeah, great. No,
okay.
Wonder.
You got
All
it.
Right, thank
Good.
You. Thank you.
You
honey.
Bet.
Okay.
Guys,
okay.
I cannot express to you enough that what you ask for is what you get. What you focus on is what you get. Your perspectives of the world create the world you live in. If you see a world full of hate, you will attract people that are hateful. If you see a world full of love, you will attract people full of love. Look, so many people in the community, if I had time, I'd pull Michael back on maybe next week, because he had this very experience in his office. As soon as he changed his perspective around about how he saw his supervisor and everybody in his office, everything in the office turned around, and then she was sent to another department. But you have to shift you. You are the answer. All right, let's say it together. I love me, and I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.